From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 25th, 2016. This week, we revisit a July 2012 episode that features some rap and some rhyme about a particular kind of aquatic ecosystem that's vital to coastal areas worldwide. Have a listen for about 75 seconds.
Yo, what up? It's DJ Scrumptious. You hurt? All right, I'm just wondering, Sticky, what is an estuary?
Good question, Walter. Yo, estuaries, it's the best. They all started up about 100 miles to the west. All of my chrome, it shines with a gleam. When water falls, it goes into a stream. Are you getting all of this, yo? Into an estuary is where the water will flow. This is where small fish grow up and eat. It has salt and fresh water, and they meet.
What's an estuary? You know.
Estuary?
Yeah.
Here we go. Estuary. It's a funny name for a special place where the river meets the sea, where there are many treats and many tricks, where the fresh and salt water mix. Estuary can equal bay, sound, lagoon, harbor, inlet, bayou, creek, slough, bahia, billabong. What? An estuary is a playground, a meeting ground, a mating ground, a nursery. It's the cradle of life, the soup of life. Estuary equals life.
You've been listening to excerpts from two estuary education videos from the National Estuarine Research Reserve System. As you heard, an estuary is formed when freshwater rivers mix with saltier coastal water. Many estuaries are formed from a coastal plain river meeting the sea. But estuaries can form in other ways too, such as within barrier islands like Virginia and North Carolina's Outer Banks, by earthquake activity, which created the San Francisco Bay estuary, and from glaciers, which form a type of estuary called a fjord. While estuaries are usually thought of as brackish, that is, having fresh water mixed with salt water, some estuaries are completely freshwater, such as those on the Great Lakes, where river water and lake water are mixed by winds. However, and wherever they form, estuaries typically result in biologically productive ecosystems, including important reproduction areas for fish and shellfish. Virginia borders a famous example, the Chesapeake Bay, the largest estuary in the United States. Other estuaries in Virginia include the lower tidally influenced sections of the Potomac, York, and other large river tributaries to the Chesapeake, as well as Back Bay in Virginia Beach, the northernmost part of North Carolina's Albemarle-Pamlico estuary. Beyond our Commonwealth, many of the world's largest cities grew up around estuaries, including New York City and Tokyo. So for many millions of humans and countless other organisms, estuaries are among our most valuable and vital habitats. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.